الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. When we invite people into our home, we're very particular. We're very particular when it comes to inviting people into our home. Most people, 99.9% of people, don't have a totally open door policy. Although we might claim it, we don't have an open door policy. In general, we open the door for people that are whose company we enjoy. In general, we'll open the door, we'll invite people into our home if we enjoy their company. If they are people who make us smile, if they are people who make us laugh, if they are people who we could sit with and we feel like we'd have a good time. And we'd never consider inviting someone who we despised of, someone who displeased us, someone who would we feel would insult us. It would be an insult to us. We wouldn't do that. If we did it once, because we didn't know, we would never invite them back again. And generally speaking, when we're inviting people into our home, we invite people for a short period of time. Sometimes it'll be for a snack, maybe for a meal. But generally speaking, you don't invite people into your house for a 6 to 10 hour period. And almost never will you invite people into your home to stay for an extended period of time. It doesn't happen. If you do, or if you did, if you were to open up your home for a longer period of time, it would have to be someone that you really appreciated. Very highly selective about who we let come into our home and stay for a prolonged period of time. Very selective about this. In fact, couples often argue over this. Should we let them stay with us? Should we let them stay at our place? Are you sure? 5 days is way too long. It's going to be too uncomfortable. I don't think we can do it. What am I going to do? I'm going to get bored. So we're very highly selective about this. Now, all of us here tonight, we all left our homes. And the reason that we all left our homes is because we received an invitation. Now, some people received an invitation for tonight's gathering. Some received an invitation for the odd nights. Some people received an invitation to come for a few days in a row and come and stay. Some people received an invitation to come and stay for the last 10 nights or the last 10 days, the full 10 days. Now, if we were to think about our own circumstance individually, everyone reflects on their own circumstance and wonders, well, what is it that, how did I receive this invitation? Where did it come from? If you think in your own circumstance, where did it come from? Some people will say that, well, I received a message, a text message with a flyer, and it said that there's going to be a program, why don't you come attend? Some of us received an email. Some of us were encouraged in person. We were at the masjid, and someone said, you know what, you should attend this program, this i'tikaf program, inshallah you'll benefit. Some of us, our parents encouraged us. Some of us had no intention of coming. We actually just came for the Taraweeh prayer and we decided to just stick around. We didn't actually have a firm intention. And some of us came for some other reason. Everyone's circumstance is completely different. But then think about it. Well, many people got that same message. Many people got that same flyer. Many people received that same email. Many people heard the announcements. Many people were informed. And yet, out of those many people, a select few are here right now. Out of the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that were made aware, that were given notice or information, a select few are here right now. The reality is that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. And the only people that are allowed into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's home are those people that He's added to His invitation list. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's home. And the only people that are allowed to come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people that He's added to His list. He said, come, spend 10 days in my home. See what this is like. Spend 10 days with me. Experience this. You're welcome. Most welcome. Now, it's important to note that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general brings people into His home, He desires good for them. When Allah ta'ala brings people into His home, He desires something very special for them. Now, it isn't the case that Allah ta'ala would ever bring you into His home and that He didn't want to give you something very special. It would never be the case that Allah ta'ala would open up His doors, especially in the month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan, that He would open up His doors, allow you to come in, allow you to spend 5 days, allow you to spend 10 days in His company, in His home, and that He wouldn't give you something in return. Something very special in return. Now, this is how Allah Ta'ala functions. This is His principle. And this is the circumstance in general. Now, we may never understand why Allah Ta'ala chose us. We can think about it, but it just wouldn't make sense. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to come and spend 10 days with Him in His home? And not just any 10 days, but the most blessed 10 days of the year. He could have invited us to come spend 10 days in the month of Rabi'ul Thani, for instance. Could have spent 10 days in the month of Shawwal. Nope, but the invitation came that you come and spend 10 days with me in my home in the month of Ramadan, where the entire universe is being drenched in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, and the focal point of that drenching are the homes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it isn't just that it is in the month of Ramadan, but it is in the most special 10 days and 10 nights of Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so powerful, or it's showering down so universally, that it would be difficult to get to keep dry from it. If we try to protect or cover up ourselves from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days of this month, it would be near impossible. So it may never make sense to us. There are people in the community that are consistently worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people in the community who are dedicated to the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people in the community who are dedicated and committed to the service of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people in the community who have dedicated their lives to this deen. And they spend every waking moment serving this deen. And despite that, and despite that we aren't that group of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still chose to create this circumstance for us. So we may never know why. We don't know why. But what we can say with yaqeen is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something very special to give us. Something very special to give us. And that something special is twofold. Number one is that He wants to open up His treasure chest to us. He wants to open up His treasure chest to us. His treasure, Allah's treasure, is so vast. It's so all-encompassing that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing in this universe is a result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that means because He is the owner of the universe and He is in full control of the universe, that He is able to give us whatever we need. There is no clause that says that you can get A, B, and C, but D, E, and F are out of my scope. This is Allah. This is Allah. When we seek from Allah's treasure, or when we ask from Allah Ta'ala's treasure, it is limitless. There's no bounds. It knows no bounds. Whatever comes to mind, a person is able to obtain from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever comes to mind, however extreme it may sound in your mind, a person is able to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasure, especially when it's wide open and He's invited you into His home. And He said, look, my mercy is already pouring down on the community. My mercy is already pouring down on the entire community. And in particular, in these 10 days, the most special days, this treasure chest is wide open. Take whatever you want from this treasure chest. Take whatever you want. You want forgiveness? Take it. You want mercy? Take it. You want control over your nafs? Take it. You want a healthy life? Take it. Whatever you want, you ask from me. You ask from me sincerely. And I'm ready to give it to you because that's why I brought you here to begin with. This treasure chest is wide open for you. Whatever difficulty you're dealing with, if you're undergoing some difficulty, then ask from me and I will relieve it for you. If you're dealing with some issue, then ask from me and this is the time I will give it to you. My treasure chest is wide open. My home is wide open. If you are struggling in your deen, if you're struggling controlling your desires, if you're struggling with whatever it might be, then ask from me because my treasure chest is so wide, is so vast. My mercy is so dominant over the universe, especially during this time, especially during this place, that my treasure knows no bounds, that my treasure has no bounds. Ask and you shall receive. That's the first thing. And the second thing that we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up His doors to, or opening up for us the opportunity to be unshackled from the fire of hell. Look, we know from hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said that the first 10 days of Ramadan are the days of mercy. We know that the next 10 days of Ramadan are the days of forgiveness. And we know that the last 10 days of Ramadan are the days in which those individuals that have already shackled themselves to the fire of hell are freed. Not just freed in small numbers, in throngs. Throngs, they're freed. And this occurs during this time. And now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing this in the backdrop, and then realizing that Allah ta'ala brought you into His home, and He's letting you commit yourself to 10 days in His company, in His home, for that period of time, and knowing that this is an opportunity that we can avail of, then we can only hope and we can only pray that we be from amongst those people as well. Why couldn't it be? Why couldn't it be? Allah Ta'ala's treasure is so vast. He has His mercy is so dominant. His ability to forgive is so real. And it's so limitless that why couldn't it be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unshackled every single one of us from the fire of hell and stamped on our name, Jannah? Why isn't that possible? This is Allah's treasure. It doesn't matter what your history dictates. It doesn't matter what you've struggled with in the past. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. If a person is in this circumstance and they seek from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His treasure is so vast. His power and His ability is and his dominance over the universe is so extreme. And His ability to forgive is so extreme. And His ability to shower His mercy is so extreme that the impossible becomes possible in these days, at this time, in this particular place. It's possible. It's not just possible, it is likely. So we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given this circumstance, We may never understand why Allah Ta'ala chose us to be a part of such a special gathering, in such a special place. Why, out of all the millions and billions of people in the world, that He selected this group of weak servants of His to come and commit themselves to His home in His company. We may never understand it. We don't need to understand it. What we need to recognize is that Allah Ta'ala's treasure is vast, and these are the days to ask from His treasure. These are the days to seek from His treasure. These are the days to withdraw from His treasure, whatever it is that we need. And in particular, we recognize that these 10 days are the days when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees throngs of people from the fire of hell. Not people that are teetering between Jannah and Jahannam and then they're pulled toward Jannah. Not people that are already destined for Jannah and then they're guaranteed Jannah. People that have already, like myself, shackled ourselves. Stamped on us is the fire of hell. We're already attached at the wrist. We can't pull away. This group of people is unshackled from the shackles of Jahannam and brought toward the gardens of paradise. This is what happens in these 10 days. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I the tawfiq to recognize the blessings that He has placed upon us. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to maximize on these very special 10 days. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that are unshackled from the fire of hell during these 10 days. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.